Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to The Junks, live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Coming up later this hour, Gary Washburn is going to join us at 8:20. We'll talk NBA playoffs with him. And for you greedy prize pigs, we know there are many of you. At 8:45, we'll play a game to give away two pairs of tickets to Grant Hill's The Game book tour that's coming to the Capitol Turnaround Union Stage in early June. So keep listening for your chance to win said tickets.
You forget how good he was before the injuries. Like, he would have been an all-time great but for the constant surgeries on his foot and ankle.
Probably. Had a lot of ankle issues. Yeah, I remember that.
Did he still make the Hall of Fame?
Grant Hill?
Yes.
I think he did, right? The NBA Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty sick.
I think it's the Basketball Hall of Fame. Like, they include, like,
okay,
college.
Right. So it's the same one with, like, they
include,
Morgan. Yeah.
Right. They'll include, like, international guys. Like, okay. Was it Arvydas Sabonis? I've already forgotten the dad's name.
Yeah.
Because DeMontis Sabonis is in the NBA now.
Right.
And he was a good player in the NBA, but he certainly wasn't a Hall of Fame player. But then they include his international.
Oh, yeah.
So they make it. I don't think that's the most exclusive of the Hall of Fames.
Still a good one.
Probably not.
Still
any Hall of Fame is a good one.
Good one to have on your resume. I just want, can we make the Bowie Hall of Fame?
Is there one?
I don't know. Kensington Hall of
Fame?
They
have that radio museum.
There is a radio Hall of Fame.
Right across from your dad's church.
Yeah.
Mount Oak Road.
We should be in the Radio Hall of Fame, Cakes. I mean, I don't know if that's the official Radio Hall of Fame, though, right?
No, it's some just, sort of a museum.
I think it's more just like a radio museum.
There's no official Hall of Fame of anything in Bowie, Maryland. It's just, it's physically impossible.
It's true.
That's the case.
It's true.
All right, so heading into the break, talked about a marriage therapist saying the top complaint she hears about men from their wives. Do you guys care to guess before
I saw this?
Don't say that. I didn't look at it. I sent
the story.
I didn't look at it on purpose.
It was kind of surprising.
The top complaint.
It's surprising?
That wives.
A little bit.
All right, hold on.
Just something that I wouldn't have thought
of.
You
want a hint? I'll give you a hint that it's kind of wide ranging. It's not something really specific, is the way I would frame it.
So, all right, the top complaint. So it's not like leaving the seat.
Right. It's not that.
Like
it's not that specific.
It's more about like being forgetful or something like that. In that
Maybe,
realm.
Yeah. Probably.
All right. So I was gonna say
not as romantic as maybe they once were when they first met. Maybe they lost their romanticism.
That's a good guess, but it is not. The top complaint
that has definitely.
I'm trying
complaint.
To think. Yeah, what she would. What is, I think
oh,
I know
projection.
What she, I think. She, I think I know what she would list
my,
as the top.
My wife would be complaint. Not complaint. He doesn't do anything.
You're
in the ballpark.
You're very close. That
maybe not as handy
is Corin Voller. She's a marriage therapist.
Right.
Says that husbands are waiting for wives to tell them what needs to be done.
Right.
Instead of being active and just doing it.
Here's a great example.
Yeah.
Last night, the trash. I've told you this story before. When it starts to get full, Dee gets annoyed by it, so she pulls the whatever, the cabinet out.
Yeah.
Which means.
And just leaves it there.
And I see it, I swoosh it down and I close it.
Right.
And then she pulls it out, puts more trash in it.
Instead of taking it out.
She goes, why don't you take the trash out? I go, well, you can still put more in it.
There's more room.
Why put off today what you can do
so
tomorrow?
You want to maximize the space or are you just being lazy?
Well, just delay.
I know, but why?
He's procrastinating.
Yeah, I mean, it just requires effort. So we'll just delay it.
See, I'm total opposite. I'm the one who takes the trash out. I initiate that.
So then your
that.
Wife is sized, according to this marriage therapist.
I mean, I initiate taking trash and recycling out all the time.
I hate
my daughters
it.
Would never do it. My wife does it sometimes. I always do
like
it.
Like last night, I finally said, all right, gonna do something. I'll take the trash out. Because they got to take it out to the side.
Quite a move.
It's a whole thing. It's not convenient. They got to go out the back door, out the back, to the side. And make sure it's closed so the raccoons don't get into it. It's the whole thing.
Yeah, but isn't your trash smelly? Doesn't it stink up your house sometimes?
That's what
especially
she complains.
If you're getting fish. That's you're eating a bunch of salmon.
She said it was. If I notice the smell, I'm going to get it out.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't notice any smell or anything. She just said it was full. But I took it out, but I left the full recycled container in there because here's what I hate. Do you guys have to do this? We have to separate the bottles from the paper.
I hate that.
The cans and the bottles from
you have
the paper.
A big giant bin for your cardboard, and you have smaller ones for your glass and your bottles.
Yeah. And I hate that. I hate standing there with my thing and going, okay,
I hate
bottle,
that.
Bottle, paper, right. Like at the trash can when it's like raining. Mm-hmm. I just hate doing that. So I delay. I try to do
sure.
it a couple times a week.
So she has to ask you, basically.
You're a delayer.
To do
unless it's smelly.
Household duties.
If it's smelly, I'm getting that thing right out of the house.
Right.
Immediately. Yeah. So I know. That's the number one complaint. What's the number? Does it have like the top three?
No,
it just has
just
the
that,
number
the
one.
The top complaint is that guys just wait around to be told, you know, like, this has to be done. Well, why aren't we doing this? Instead of just actively taking out the trash or doing whatever.
Because we like to sit and watch TV.
Right, we like to play Words with Friends.
She asked me for 2 weeks to get soil. She wanted, you know, they get things in their heads. They want soil around the little light post thing. And all right. So it took 2 weeks. I finally went and I got the dumb soil. And I put the soil out and made her happy.
Yeah. My wife would have one of these two things as her top.
For you?
Complaints about me. One would be not as handy as probably the average husband should be.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're right in line with the four of us.
Right.
I got zero skills around the house. Nothing.
Yeah,
my wife does everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Number two, it would be that or it'd be I complain about money too much.
Well, that one I definitely believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so don't do that anymore. Honestly. I'm being truthful. I don't think she cares about that.
Well, I mean, how could you? I mean, you forced her to not
It's not
care
like
about
she's
it.
Banging down the door and coming in buck makes and saying, hey, let's hit skins. That hadn't happened in years. She doesn't care about that.
Right. She just shut it down, too, I
guess. Yeah, we just both shut it down. What are you going to do? It happens.
Yeah, I guess it happens.
I mean, we hit skins plenty. It was fine. It was great.
We had our time.
We had our time.
Drew your line.
We're
sand.
Way past our prime, so I don't have to think
tired.
About it. Tired. Yeah. But those would be the two. Not handy enough, complain about money.
Cakes. I'm telling you, I'm convinced Amy doesn't have a complaint about cakes. If you had to find.
I don't know.
Because I can give you a list.
There's got to be something.
He can't even think of one.
There's got to be something.
Drab, he's so worshipped in his house.
I don't know about that. That might be a stretch.
One thing, just give a comment. What's one thing that your wife is unhappy with you about or yells at you about? Or,
I mean, she doesn't yell at me, but.
Or just
I mean,
complain.
She does like 95% of the laundry.
Right.
Like,
does she ever say, help me? Can you help me with this?
I do, but I don't help enough. I should be helping more.
Of course.
Yeah. Like, that's where I should be more active.
Yeah, but you're saying that out of guilt. But when has she said to you this disappointment? Disappointment in you as a human.
The only thing I can actively think of is sometimes, like if I cook eggs on the weekend, like I'll leave the skillet on the stove.
You don't clean the skillet
instead of cleaning it, like
right away.
Yeah, yeah. But that's
because it hardens up.
Does she complain? Does she say, John?
Not really.
Does she say, John? Please, next time, will you clean the skillet?
Not really.
So
I know that it tilts her.
How do you know?
Well, I just know that it does.
How does she indicate the tilt?
I've lived with her for almost 30 years.
Did she start slamming cabinets or something?
No, but I just know that there's and it's not major life tilt. It's probably minor to mediocre life tilt.
You just bug her. It bugs her.
It probably bugs her a little bit.
So that's the number one thing that you do?
Probably, yes.
Can you think of a second thing?
Not really. I can't.
The cakes can't be that
perfect. He's the king of the castle.
He is the king. I mean, just the absolute king. You agree with me, right?
We have a healthy relationship.
It's ridiculous. But what I know, we grew up around his background without getting too much into it. He found somebody, probably on the subconscious level, that is very non-confrontational.
Yeah, I love non-confrontation.
He wanted the opposite, probably, what he grew up with.
Oh, it was chaos.
Plenty of confrontation there.
Every time you go over to his house, there was just fighting.
I want zero confrontation.
Right.
For the most part.
So he found the perfect person for him.
I guess.
And even if
maybe
a stupid skillet bothers her, she's not going to bring it up.
Neither of us are big on confrontation.
Right.
Just not.
That's why it must be nice.
Pretty harmonious.
And they both love Disney.
And your penis isn't retired.
JP, what about you?
Well, money is a big one. I think that's in all relationships.
Because you complain about money.
Well, yeah, because I do all the bills, and I spend probably 5%.
See, that's what it is, Eric, is people who don't kind of factor in what's coming in and what's going out, like you. Like, you have no idea what's coming in, what's going out.
I mean,
you know what's coming in.
I know generally.
Because you know your salary. But I do all the bills just like JP does.
Occasionally, I'll ask my wife, how much do you think the credit card bill is? And she's so off.
Yeah.
Or I'll say, how much do you think the electric bill is? No clue.
Yeah. So that's the, I mean,
well,
I agree.
Finances are something that most couples worry about.
I would say
about.
The majority of couples.
Yeah, but I mean, I have little things too.
It doesn't matter how much you make. Everyone, you know, is worried about
it. It's all relative.
My wife claims that I never put away the dishes. That I start the dishwasher. And one of my moves is, because sometimes they'll still be wet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll open the dishwasher and leave the racks out so it'll air dry for a while.
Right.
And I just leave
it out.
And just
hope that your wife stumbles upon.
Right, then I'll go out and play golf and just hope that they're done.
Right.
Do you always put the dishes away?
Most of the time, because I don't cook.
There's almost nothing worse than opening up the fresh dishwasher and just staring at all the forks that have to go away, the plates, all the cups and the glasses. And then you just know you're going to do it all over again. You're going to fill that basket up again.
Never ends.
Sometimes buy paper plates. We'll just do dinner on paper plates.
Just so you don't have to deal with the burden.
I get rid of a little bit that my wife will use like 3 or 4 coffee mugs in a day. Makes no sense to me. I don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
Because it's more work to do the dishes.
Yeah, but she generally does it though, right? Doesn't she generally do the dishes, or you do it half the time?
No, I do at least half the time. I start them. I don't necessarily put them away.
Yeah.
So you're not really doing it. You're starting. You're putting a little.
Contributing.
Little fake effort.
I'm contributing.
Eric, this is no exaggeration. I will put dishes in the dishwasher during dinner.
You get up and do it?
Yeah, during dinner. My wife will still be eating, my daughters, and I'll just be putting dishes away.
Dust bust during dinner?
No, I won't dust bust, but I put dirty dishes into the dishwasher during dinner.
You could come live in my house.
I've done that, Jason.
I'm a little bit like you there. I'm totally opposite of you.
If I finish my plate, I'll get up and put it in the dishwasher.
Yeah, I just don't like the thought of a dirty kitchen. Can't do it. I can't survive that way.
No, it could be dirty until the evening, and then we clean it up.
Yeah, I like to do it piece by piece to make it easier. I don't like a big job at the end, unless people are over.
When the Caps were still alive in the playoffs, there was definitely at least one dinner where I was like, I'll do the dishes during intermission.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When Alan May and Alexa Landeskog are breaking down the game, I'll come down and finish up the dishes.
Oh, I do that all the time. I go, wait a second, I got to go watch the 17th and 18th hole.
Push it down the road as much as you can.
I can do that.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk some NBA playoffs. We'll be joined by Gary Washburn, national basketball writer, for the Boston Globe, next on The Fan.
Call from Mom.
Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We head now to the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Welcome in Gary Washburn, national basketball writer for the Boston Globe. Gary, good morning. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
I'm a little bit depressed because you get to cover a team that's in the Eastern Conference Finals in the Boston Celtics, and all I care about tonight is a ping pong ball, and I know they don't use those anymore, bouncing the right way so the Wizards can luck box their way into the top four. So, I mean, you've got it better than me right now, Gary, covering the Celts in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Heat.
Well, I mean, a few years ago the Wizards were kind of on the up, and then things kind of, went down for it, so it's tough. It's tough to keep a franchise and make all the right moves, and to not to say the Celtics have done that, but to not for the John Wall situation to go down, and then the Westbrook thing, and some of the injuries and things that have happened in DC over the coaching changes, and kind of it's been a tough go for the Wizards. I think DC is such a great basketball city. So much history there with all the great players that the league is better when the Wizards are better. So I think everybody kind of wants the Wizards to kind of bounce back.
Well, Boston has been in this position a couple times in the last 5 years. And I would say the core of that roster, it's all Danny Ainge, right? Did Danny Ainge draft Tatum, Brown, Smart?
Yes.
Those are three good ones.
I mean, that's the core of this team right now.
Yep.
But they have changed from, you know, Danny Ainge with Brad Stevens as the head coach. Now Brad Stevens is the front office. What has been different about this year's team versus the teams maybe of the last couple of seasons?
Well, I think that Stevens, after coaching 8 years, realized that his approach and his message wasn't getting through as well in the last couple of years, especially last year. And the bump up to front office, people had an issue with that because they had come off a first-round elimination, and it was like, well, how's a guy whose team got knocked out in the first round suddenly get a promotion? But I think he was very astute in how to build a roster. He had learned, but I think he knew it was time for a new, fresh voice. And here comes Ime Udoka, former player, a guy who's had to work hard to make NBA rosters, a guy who was kind of like inside the NBA circle, a quality assistant, but not a big name. Mm-hmm. So he's come with kind of a workmanlike approach. And the players said they wanted to be coached harder. They wanted tough love. They wanted constructive criticism. They wanted to be jumped on when they weren't doing well. And that's exactly what happened. Now it's taken a couple of months for that culture to kind of take over and to be, you know, to be comfortable with that culture. But the players have taken to Udoka's approach. They've become much better defensively. And so it's really worked over the last several months, as opposed to the Stevens approach, which was kind of a pat on the back. Udoka's more of a forceful coach in terms of his truth telling to his players. And the players have responded to that, which obviously, in today's professional sports landscape, isn't always the best approach. The Bobby Knight, I'm not saying it's Bobby Knight, but that kind of the Bobby Knight, the tough, you know, coach who's going to, you know, scream and yell, just doesn't translate like it used to. But the tough love approach in this situation has.
And he learned a lot. I got to think he learned a lot, you know, his coaching tree with Popovich. And he won an NBA championship as an assistant. I don't know, 10 years ago or so. So you got to think that there's a lot of credit due to him coaching under Popovich, and he learned a lot, especially defensively. He had to have learned a lot under him, and you can see it now with Boston. Like you said, these guys are playing defense. They're a much better defensive team now than they were, and I got to think a lot of that's Pop.
Yeah, I mean, he learned. He played for Pop, obviously, in his last couple of years of his career. Then he became an assistant coach and learned a lot. Mm-hmm. And obviously from a lot of the coaches that were around Pop, the Budenholzers and a lot of the guys that were under that, you know, Monty Williams and a lot of guys that were in that circle. So, and I think that approach, that business-like Spurs approach, has helped the Celtics. You know, it's one thing to be laid back, but you got to be about business, you know, because that's how you win playoff games. If you look at the successful teams, the Miami Heat and a lot of these teams that are, you know, have won the titles, they're about business. They're not the Lakers are not having a bunch of stuff off the floor and stuff. They're just worried about basketball. So that's what I think it turned into in Boston. It was more about just like, let's win. Let's figure out the best way to win. If egos get hurt, so what? It's about the best of the franchise. Mm.
All right, before we get to this series, I want to go back to the Nets series. So the Nets obviously have KD and Kyrie, and a lot of people thought, well, they're just going to take off in the playoffs. And you guys spanked them, swept them 4-0. And as fans just watching the games, it's actually pretty amazing the hatred that seems to be there for Kyrie. Can you talk a little bit about the atmosphere and what it's like? And is it just that Kyrie left? What's the deal there?
There's a lot. I mean, Kyrie came to Boston as sort of a savior. I mean, this was a team that had lost to the Cavs in the Eastern Conference Final. They were always getting, you know, losing to LeBron, as a lot of teams mm-hmm. did. You know, the Wizards did. A lot of teams, sure. You know, fell short to LeBron in the playoffs in the 2010s. So Kyrie comes after winning a title and being kind of that hero in terms of hitting that big shot in game 7 in 16, you know, a couple years later, he comes to Boston with this like, hey, his dad played basketball at Boston University. I grew up here in a sense. I remember this place, and this is a great place for me to be, and I want to be a leader, and he makes all these promises, and we're going to, you know, win titles, and then suddenly it never panned out. Gordon Hayward got hurt the first 5 minutes of the first game that he was there, and then that second year, Kyrie, suddenly you could see the mental checkout, the meeting, that infamous, you know, video with Kevin Durant about talking about, well, let's sign somewhere, which was obviously Brooklyn. Kyrie just kind of checked out. And then after, you know, that's after he had promised that he would re-sign if the Celtics would have him. So he goes to a season ticket holder event, promises he's going to come back, then suddenly reneges on that agreement. And the playoff series against Milwaukee – in 2018, he mentally just did not look like himself. He was just not playing. He was just, he was pulling a, I mean, I, you know, he was pulling a James Harden. You know, you would probably a more modern, you know, he just did not look engaged at all in that series. So when he left a lot of angry, broken promises. He was not a good leader. And then he criticized he didn't handle it well. The city was angry because they felt like they gave up a popular player in Isaiah Thomas. Obviously, you guys remember him mm-hmm. and what he did against the Wizards in the playoffs. And so it was a terrible just marriage. And his kind of, you know, intimate, you know, like hinting that there's racism in Boston, just things. Just say, hey, I didn't want to play there. I wanted to play in Brooklyn. All the best to the Celtics. But he gave all these subtle hints that it was other things. So it just didn't make him a popular guy in Boston. So he comes back for the Brooklyn series. There's just a lot of vitriol and hatred. And the fact is, look, I think as we know now, he's a high-maintenance player. You know, he put the Nets through a lot this year. And obviously, I think the Nets are unhappy with the situation with him. So I think the Celtics kind of feel like good riddance.
Gary, everything you said negatively about Kyrie, I think Boston feels positively, clearly, about Jason Tatum. I mean, that guy he's a superstar. He's unassuming. Seems like very quiet off the court, keeps to himself. Like, talk about what he's meant to the franchise. And, I mean, this is a guy that's going to be in that town for the next, I would think, decade to a dozen years. There's no way they're going to get rid of Jason Tatum anytime soon. He's the franchise cornerstone.
Yeah, I mean, it worked out. I mean, obviously they won the lottery that year that he was coming out. And, you know, obviously the D.C. kid, Markelle Fultz, was kind of the guy that everyone thought that they would take. Danny Ainge saw something in Tatum and decided to make that deal where he traded down, got another first-round pick, and then Tatum fell to three. I mean, if you look at that draft now where it's Fultz, then Lonzo Ball, then Tatum, I mean, obviously Tatum would go first, but they kind of walked into that through the intelligence of Danny Ainge, and he's lived up to all the expectations. He's turned into a cornerstone, a superstar, and like you said, you know, he's a rather unassuming guy. I mean, he wants to be great. He has a real desire to want to be one of the best players in the league every year. But he, there's no off the court issues. There's no controversy when it comes to Jason Tatum. He just plays ball, and he takes, you know, he's a dad, so he takes care of his son, and he's on a lot of commercials. That's it. You know, he does his Ruffles commercials and all that. So I think they couldn't have asked for anything more from a guy, especially, you know, he's a one and done kid, and you guys know, I mean, in D.C. with Bradley Beal, I mean, you know, the Wizards could have taken probably five or six other guys than Beal. It worked out with Beal because Beal became a cornerstone and all of a sudden hasn't worked out a championship, but he's been a franchise guy. He's been a first-class guy off the floor, a guy that the team wants to build around, and that's what you hope when you take a chance with a lot of these guys who are coming out because anything can happen. So I think the Celtics were doing backflips over getting Tatum, and now he's turned into – like you said, a franchise player.
Talking to Gary Washburn, who covers the NBA and, of course, the Celtics for the Globe, Boston Globe up there in Boston, Massachusetts. I want to kind of break this down, this series, because the Heat are a little different now than they were when they started the playoffs because of Kyle Lowry's injury. Now, maybe you have an updated status for him, but I don't think he's going to play tonight.
Looks like he's out for game one.
Okay, so yeah. And they've gone more to Oladipo. Duncan Robinson, of course, was coming off the bench and playing a lot of minutes in the regular season and even to start the playoffs, but now Oladipo is taking his minutes. So they're a little different because they're starting Vincent, and obviously Lowry's out. Robinson not playing as much. Oladipo playing a lot. What's the key, in your opinion, for this series, game one tonight, 8:30?
Well, one, I think the key is not to give away game one. I mean, the Celtics are exhausted after that series with Milwaukee. Miami is well rested.
Yep.
It'd be very easy for them to walk in and lose by 15 points and just kind of get a feel for the series and say, well, you know what, we'll try to get game two. I think the thing is they've got to bounce back and play a strong game. I mean, this is not a series that they can take lightly. I mean, obviously the Heat are the number one seed. But it's very reminiscent, guys, of 2 years ago in the NBA bubble where the Celtics beat defending champion Toronto in a seven-game series. They thought they had seen it all. They came into the Miami series 2 years ago with the attitude of, we've seen every defense, we've seen every challenge, we've been pushed to the brink, we'll be fine. And Miami took it to another level and basically punked them. Miami was just tougher in the fourth quarter. Miami was a better team down the stretch. Jimmy Butler, they got a bunch of tough guys in Miami. You guys know those guys, P.J. Tucker and Bam Adebayo, Butler, Tyler Hero splashing three. So they're a team that will, challenge you in terms of toughness. And the Celtics have to be tough in this series. And I think they showed something by winning game six at Milwaukee. In a situation where they could have easily folded to Giannis and the guys and said, hey, nothing wrong with falling to the defending champs and losing in six games, but they were able to win that game and then blow them out in game seven. So I think toughness is the thing they've got to look out for, because obviously they're exposed to one of the best coaches in the league.
Yep.
He's going to have a scheme. He's going to be prepared. And we'll see what kind of coach Udoka is, if he's one of those top five seven coaches that people think he is, and then how he reacts to Spoelstra's adjustments, and then how tough they are down the stretch. Can they out tough Miami? Because Miami is a grindy team, even though they play in a splashy city where the fans show up an hour after tip. They're a tough team, and this will be a tough series.
Who do you like on the other side, Luka and the Mavs or Steph and the Warriors?
I gotta think Steph and the Warriors, but man, the way Luka's just taking the Mavericks. I was just stunned at the Phoenix series. I just thought 2-0 Phoenix, and for the Mavs to win four of the next five, including that kind of shocking game seven. I mean, you can't count Luka and the guys out. They're playing as best as they have all season. That's what you want to do in the playoffs. I think it's going to be a competitive series. I still have the Warriors, but man, I got much respect for, I'm more disappointed in Phoenix. I just thought that they were better than that. I think Dallas definitely is a flawed team. Obviously, with Luka, great team, but a flawed team. And for Phoenix to kind of check out like that in Game 7 and really not show up, man, I think that puts that franchise back. Because remember, as you guys know, they lost that title last year. They were up 2-0 against Milwaukee and lost, and now they get kind of embarrassed in their home floor in Game 7. So I think it says a lot about Phoenix, but I got to go with the Warriors, but I do think Dallas is dangerous.
Gary, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. It's Gary Washburn, national basketball writer for the Boston Globe. Give him a follow on Twitter if you're not already, at G Washburn Globe. Thanks again, man. Have fun in Miami.
Hey, guys, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you, pal.
Yep. Must be nice to cover teams and follow NBA teams that make deep playoff runs.
Lottery tonight, Cakes.
Wouldn't know anything about that.
They don't get to have fun following the lottery.
Speaking of lotteries, when we come back, we will give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see a former lottery pick, Grant Hill, on his book tour. So keep listening for your chance to win. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, all the prize pigs can line up right now on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. We're breaking out an old school Junks game to give away two pairs of tickets to Grant Hill's The Game Tour book tour at the Capitol Turnaround Union Stage June 4th. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation, where Grant's going to share the story of his remarkable life's journey, including post-career highlights like his Hall of Fame induction, co-ownership of the Atlanta Hawks, and more. So call now to play Missing Link.
And since it's Grant Hill, at least mine are all NBA related. Yeah. Here's a Grant Hill one. Just okay. If you don't know how to play, I'm giving you the answer.
Yes.
It's Jeremy blank Hill. If you answer Grant, you would get that right.
Jeremy Grant
on the Pistons.
Hill. Yes.
Grant Hill, a former Piston. Grant Hill.
Correct.
That's how Missing Link works. So you call in at 800-636-1067.
I was racking my feeble brain to come up with a few. I just didn't come up with much, I'll be honest.
Yeah, but JP's got a few.
I've got a few. They're so bad.
I got to tell you about this funny text I got yesterday. We can save it until after the prize.
You can tell me.
This is a legit text I got yesterday.
Okay. It's like a long text.
And it's from my buddy's wife. Her name's Sonia. I love her. She's great. She's from Belgium. All right. So doesn't know anything about sports, doesn't care about sports.
She loves Belgian beer so much.
This is a serious text.
Is that Belgian?
I'm talking about real Belgium. It's Belgian style. Yeah.
Am I supposed to know another?
It's kind of offensive.
She loves waffles. Yeah,
certainly does.
And her husband is a good friend of mine, and he loves golf. Loves
is he Belgium, too?
No, he's from McLean or Vienna.
Is he Belgium?
He's not Belgium.
Is he Belgium, too?
She texts. She
is
text
that not a thing?
Belgian, not Belgium.
Yes. Is he Belgium?
Belgium, the country. Belgian is the person.
Oh, okay.
Is the he nationality.
Belgian? I don't know the difference.
She sends me a text. Are you and Teresa interested in coming with us this weekend to go see the Van Gogh immersive exhibit this weekend? Either Saturday or Sunday. Let me know. I'm about to buy tickets.
All right. How quickly?
That's what I said. I said, is that a serious question? She goes, yes, it's supposed to be amazing. And she's got
that's
this accent.
I've heard.
Yes, it's supposed
years.
To be amazing. Yeah,
this weekend, you'll be watching Van Ruin.
Right. She goes, he's my favorite painter.
Go F yourself.
Van Gogh F yourself.
Seriously?
What, tell her you're not Van Gogh-ing?
Are you guys interested in coming to go see an immersive Van Gogh exhibit?
I mean, it's funny that anybody would ask any of us to go see a Van Gogh exhibit. Like, it's laughable.
She goes, come on, something different besides sports. I said, there's no chance you're going to get your husband, my buddy Andy,
yeah,
to go look at paintings when the PGA Championship's on. She goes, oh, no. He agreed to go. He said, ask Jason and Teresa. And I texted Andy. I said, dude, do you understand it's the PGA Championship? Tiger's playing.
There's a major happening.
So what he said?
He goes, oh, I forgot it's PGA Championship week. So I don't know what he's doing.
There are a lot of people that do that.
Look, I can't believe she asked me that question.
My wife.
She knows me better than
my
that.
My wife's aunt was in town, and she was like, what museum should we go to this weekend?
What's funny is my wife wanted to go.
So you should tell her to go. That's what I always say. Go. I always say, you want to go?
Right.
Go!
Yeah.
Teresa and Sonia should go to see Van Gogh paintings.
Then they can go to Rome together. They can go do whatever they want.
But you there's no chance I'm going to miss the PGA Championship.
You'd rather cut your ear off.
Yes.
Get a cake. No.
You wouldn't. Nice.
Van Gogh,
you wouldn't.
I would.
You wouldn't miss, like the cricket championship to go to the Van Gogh thing. Like, you're not going to miss it. You wouldn't miss the WNBA.
That's the last place on earth I would go.
If they set up a Van Gogh immersive experience on the corner of Half and L Street, which is right where I walk to get my car, I would walk around it to avoid it.
I live six houses up from the Mormon Temple.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys know this, but the Mormon Temple
finally was open to the public.
Is open to the public.
But they're only going to do it once, right?
Aren't they closing it down? Like a couple weeks or something.
Right, but then they're closing it down again.
I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, people, my neighbors
are coming
went
from all over.
Oh, yeah, my neighbors went. They asked me to go. I said, what?
I know. My wife asked me if I want to go. It's literally all I got to do is walk down the hill.
Yeah.
And I said,
there's no chance. No.
What do I want to go? Why on earth would I want to go see that temple?
I don't know.
Why? I mean, why?
I don't want to see the inside of the temple.
I don't care.
I don't care at all.
Yeah. Zero.
I just thought it was funny.
People, do you understand?
That is funny.
People are lining up to park. They pay $10 to park to go see it.
You want to open your driveway? Just tell people.
I should.
Yeah.
You should charge $5.
Yeah,
park. You should put a sign that says $5.
And you can park in the grass. Put as many cars in there as you can.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, just load them up.
All right, we got people lined up here for the prize. Let's go to, how many do we need? One at a time? JP?
Yes, sir. All one right. at a time. We give them, 10 seconds.
All right, let's go
what
to
we
Raymond.
Give them 5 seconds, 10 seconds to figure it
sure,
out.
Sure, 10.
What's up, Junks?
What's up,
Rick?
How y'all doing?
Good,
buddy.
All right, here we go.
All right, I'll give you one. And these are all Grant Hill related.
Okay.
All right.
And I'll tell you why after. Should I give him an easy one?
Just give him one.
All right. This is Reggie Blank Pollock.
Ooh. Reggie.
Look Reggie at me, Reggie.
Blank Bush.
Pollock.
Look at me. Look at me, Reggie.
Reggie.
I know AJ Pollock. Reggie, AJ.
Reggie Bush Pollock. I mean, shoot, it grabs Grant Hill. Come on, man.
Come on.
Reggie.
Come on,
Reggie. We were just talking about art.
Right.
Jackson Pollock.
Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson plays for the Clippers, and Grant Hill played for the Clippers.
Good
one. I have no idea who Jackson Pollock is.
That's the guy that threw the paint on whatever.
This week,
I don't know who Jackson Pollock
is. This week, you're going to see Van Gogh.
You'd make a Pollock.
I've heard of a Pollock, but I didn't know his first name was Jackson.
Here's how you're going to relate to it. You saw The Accountant, right, with Ben Affleck? And
Yes. Did he have a Jackson Pollock?
Yeah, Jackson Pollock that I believe he gave to the little tiny chick who's in the movie.
Anna Kendrick.
All
right, little cutie.
Silly Jackson Pollock.
Remember
and it wasn't when
he got
it wasn't a Van Gogh?
Contest?
Are you sure it wasn't
a Van
Gogh?
Remember when we played the Emerald Contest? Basic girls were making a Pollock on their face.
Again,
one, two,
Pollock
three.
I've heard of. Jackson
one,
Pollock.
One, two, three.
No. I would have never gotten that.
All right.
That was hard.
I thought it was
Ray,
easy
I'm sorry.
Just based on Pollock.
That was a
Reggie
toughie.
Reggie Sidney Pollock.
800-636-1067. Who's Reggie Sidney?
There isn't.
There's got to be some Sidney Reggie Pollock. Sidney
right.
in there.
Yeah. James?
Yes.
All right, bye.
Yes. Hello.
All right,
how
James.
Good.
Again, these are all related to Grant Hill. Cameron Blank Threshold.
Huh. Cameron Blank.
You got to think about the teams that Grant Hill played with.
Cameron
Blank Threshold.
Cameron, this is butt hard.
I don't know.
I can't even think of it of an NBA player named
Cameron. You can think of blank threshold.
Cameron Payne threshold.
The Suns, who Grant Hill played for.
It's tricky the way you spell Payne.
Yeah,
the way he set spelled that
up. P A Y N E.
Cameron Payne's connection to Grant Hill so much further than Cameron Indoors.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying they're former teams. I'm giving you a clue. Former teams of Grant Hill.
And you're making this hard.
He played for four in the NBA.
All right, Jim.
We do have to give away the prize.
Yes. We do. Yes,
Jim. That's what's up, buddy?
Yeah, what up, Jones?
What's up,
Jim? Terrence Blank Hole.
Oh, I know this one.
Terrence Blank Hole.
I think I've started this guy in DFS sweats before.
Terrence?
Maybe you got to focus on the back.
Huh?
Maybe you got to focus on the back end if you can't figure out the NBA player.
Say it again.
Terrence Manhole.
Terrence Manhole.
Oh, yeah, man. Terrence Mann.
I thought Terrence Black Hole.
There's got to be a Terrence Black out there.
Probably in the league.
They're trying to find him in a field of dreams.
All right, I'll try and give an easier one. 800-636-1067.
No, just do whatever. Who cares? Let's go to John.
John.
Hey, good morning, boys.
Hey, buddy.
All right, here you go,
hey, John. This is easy. Cole Blank Rendon.
Come on.
Anthony.
Thank you. Cole Anthony plays for the Magic. Grant Hill played for the Magic. Anthony Rendon.
All right, you're a winner. You get a pair of tickets to Grant Hill's The Game Tour Book Tour. It's at the Capitol Turnaround Union Stage on June 4th. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. We'll give away the other pair mercifully toward the end of the show with probably the caller 10 game.
Did you ever talk? I think this was last week.
But left-handed homer.
Did you ever talk about it?
At least during the breaks. I don't know if we talked about it.
We mentioned it to Rizzo.
That was unbelievable.
The guy's a freak. What do I tell you?
What happened to Rendon, though? He's hit 220.
Never hit that poorly.
He's injured his arms lugging those big bags of money to the bank. Right. That's what happened. When we come back, we get into EB's entertainment page next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.